The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus went on from his own village, two men who were blind followed him, crying loudly, "Have mercy on us, Son of David." When he entered the house, the men who were blind came to him, and Jesus said to them, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" They said to him, "Yes, Lord." Then he touched their eyes and said, "According to your faith, let it be done to you." And their eyes were opened. Then Jesus sternly ordered them, "See that no one knows of this." But they went away and spread the news about him throughout that district. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, during this night, as we pray for healing, even though every Mass is, of course, a healing Mass, if our hearts are receptive to God's grace, maybe we do well to understand how we can learn from these blind men that are no longer blind by the end of today's Gospel, and how can we understand healing and understand how to receive it. Because the Lord wants to be near to us. He wants us to draw near to Him. Last healing Mass, if you were here, you'll remember that I literally said, "We have the healer right here." And I went and knelt before Him and prayed for healing for all of us, all who were present. Because Jesus Christ is present in the sacraments, especially in the Most Holy Eucharist. He is the healer. That moment when we go to confession and our sins are forgiven, we experience such profound healing, more than just the forgiveness of our sins. Profound healing. And then when we have a clean soul and come to receive Jesus in Holy Communion, the healer is closer to you. Closer than he ever got to anyone during his earthly ministry. Because these blind men that come, well, he touches their eyes, and that's pretty close. But he's even closer to you when you receive him properly disposed in Holy Communion. And that's healing. Because the Lord wants to come with power. He's not a weak God. He's not a God that's like, "Oh man, if I just, you know what, maybe I can do this for you." He's got power. Limitless power, omnipotent, so powerful that in every single instant he is actively conserving all that you see in existence by a positive act of his divine will. And if he didn't do that, poof, everything's gone. But because he loves us, we are his dear children, he wants to be close to us. That's why he set up the Holy Eucharist in the first place. I once heard a priest say, he said, "I think that God designed the Holy Eucharist first, and then he designed food." It's almost as though God had pre-thought, "How can I most intimately come into closeness with my creatures, made in my image and likeness, my beloved family?" The Lord wants to be close to us. But we have to draw near to him. The Lord Jesus goes into this home, and the blind men come in. They just show up in his house. It's a little creepy maybe for our, we don't want that happening in our house. But maybe things were a little bit different back then, and they knew that Jesus would be okay with that. He was approachable. Can you imagine thousands of people following a guy who's not very approachable? He's clearly pretty approachable. If people feel comfortable bringing their children, bringing their deepest, darkest secrets, their needs, their burdens, their all the things that weigh on them. Are you persistent, daring, in the way that you come to Jesus? Are you willing to, in a holy way, get up in Jesus' spot, get up next to him, and persevere so that he can heal you? When you receive Holy Communion, are you aware of what's happening? Most people, sad. People come, and they come to communion, and they just kind of come almost like robotically. Like, "Oh yeah, But there's not this deep, profound awareness that in that moment, Almighty God is giving his whole self to you because he loves you. He loves you. He died on the cross for you. He would have done that if you were the only one, because he wants to heal you from the inside out. He loves you. He's not going to just touch your eyes, but he wants to come inside you. He wants to be one with you. He wants to heal you. The Lord is our light. He's our salvation. Do you know that salvation comes from the Latin word salus, which means health? He's our health. He's our strength. He's our rock. He's our blessing. He's our God. And he can do amazing things if we believe. Listen to Jesus' words tonight. And now, even before I read them, I want you to think, what is it that you want Jesus to do for you tonight? What's weighing on you? What are the top 10 things most weighing on you right now, burdening you right now? Just think for a moment in silence, and then I'm going to read the words of Jesus to you. But stop and think. What is it that is weighing on you? Maybe you just came up with more things than you realized were weighing on you. If we're honest, there are many things, often, weighing on us. It comes and goes. Now listen, as you think of all that you want Jesus to do for you, listen to this. When it comes to those burdens, when it comes to what Jesus wants to hear from you and what you want to do for him, do you believe that I am able to do this? Do you believe that I'm able to do this? And then he touched their eyes. Then he touched your burdens. He touched those things that you just thought of, because he wants to, and he will. According to your faith, let it be done to you. What's the difference between these blind men and us? Well, surely they had faith, great faith, and we can have that faith too. Because Jesus Christ is no less present and no less active in the Holy Eucharist than he was during his earthly ministry. In fact, he's a whole lot more active because he's everywhere now. He is no less powerful. Like, we need to get that almost, I think we struggle to really believe that. We need to realize this is Jesus Christ. It's amazing. This is why we worship him, we praise him. He can do anything if we have the faith. The towns he went to where they didn't have much faith, it said they could do no miracles there because their faith. They didn't believe. They didn't believe. Their answer to, do you believe that I'm able to do this, deep down was no. But let our answer be yes. Because the Lord wants to heal us. That could mean helping us see things the way he sees them, seeing things with truth. That can mean that he heals us physiologically, if that's his will. Trust me, I've seen a lot of bodily healings. God can do it. He doesn't always do it because he knows in the eternal plan what's truly best for us. Sometimes he invites us to offer our sufferings as a prayer for those who need God's grace, to share in his suffering so that we may share in his resurrection in heaven. But he can do it. He can do it. He likes doing it quite often, actually. Sometimes that healing is a psychological healing of hurt, wounds, burdens that we need the Lord Jesus to heal us. The Lord Jesus wants us to receive that healing. He wants us to give our heart to him and to let him heal it. He wants us to open our eyes of faith to see him working in the sacraments. We pray that we will not have a spiritual blindness that does not perceive his willingness to love and to heal and to act in our lives. The blind men knew they needed God. Do you know your deep need for God? And do you hunger for him? Do you come to him? Do you give him your burdens? Do you give your life to him, your heart to him? Now, as we continue this Holy Mass, spiritually place all your prayers on the altar. We will lift them and offer them to God. And when it comes time for exposition of the Blessed Sacrament, We will ask God's blessing and healing upon all of you as we continue this Mass with healing prayers, knowing that the Lord wants to heal in proportion to our faith.